With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. Republican and Congressman Andy Biggs of Arizona blames the high cost of goods and services on trillions of dollars in wasteful government spending by the Biden administration.
If you devalue your currency, which is what Joe Biden did when he put out $7 trillion of non-productive cash into the nation, what he did is he devalued our currency, which caused the inflation that you saw under him.
Biggs also says prices rose as a result of the millions of illegal aliens that snuck into the country during the Biden years. Starting next year, Trump accounts will be available. The money will be invested and available to children when they turn 18. Treasury Secretary official Luke Pettit explains how it works.
All children can set up these accounts beginning the 4th of July next year, but eligible children born during the administration, so that's calendar years 25 through 28, will receive a $1,000 contribution from Treasury, and then the money will be there for parents to claim for their children.
Pettit was interviewed on the Salem Radio Network. Economist Steve Moore has a message for those who criticize America's economy.
There are 7 million job openings in the United States today. 7 million. So that's a near an all-time record high. So for people who want to work and have a skill, there are jobs out there. The problem is, as I see it, is that universities are churning out millions of kids who are not capable of doing anything. Nobody wants to hire anybody with a sociology degree or an ethnic study degree or a psychology degree.
California officials are warning foragers about a deadly outbreak linked to wild mushrooms. The state poison control system has identified 21 cases of amoxicillin poisoning, likely from death cap mushrooms. This is SRN News. Some new insights on marriage from the Barna Group.
The Christian Research Organization has been doing some polling and reports that self-described Christians experience divorce just as frequently as the general U.S. population. However, believers are a lot more likely than non-believers to try again. 58% of Christians who've experienced divorce are remarried. Barna also reports that 42% of self-described believers say they think living together before marriage is a good idea. Michael Harrington reporting.
Over the past few decades, hundreds of thousands of Christians have left parts of the Middle East for good, driven by wars and the rise of Muslim extremists. In Iraq, large numbers of believers fled after the U.S.-led invasion in 2003 and the rise of ISIS that followed. Iran has been persecuting Christians for decades, and the rise of the Taliban in Afghanistan has driven many believers out. In Lebanon, however, it's been different, despite those many crises that's battered the small nation. Christians continue to thrive. This is SRN News. In a recent poll, a solid majority favors President Trump's proposal to give tariff refund checks to income-qualifying Americans.
President Trump has suggested the idea of providing what he's termed tariff dividend payments of $2,000 to low- and middle-income Americans. The latest Rasmussen Report's national survey finds 62% of likely U.S. voters approve of that idea, funded by revenue from the tariffs. That includes 34% who strongly approve of the idea. 29% disapprove. George Williams, Washington.
The FAA has launched an investigation into whether U.S. airlines complied with an emergency order to cut flights at 40 major airports during the recent government shutdown. The FAA warned airlines that they could face fines of up to $75,000 for each flight over the mandated reductions, which varied between 3% and 6%. The 43-day shutdown that began October 1st led to long delays. More details at SRNNews.com.